And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 2nd of November, 2014. It was on this day, 1948, that Harry S. Truman managed one of the great election upsets in history. He beat the governor of New York, the Republican Thomas Dewey, for the presidency. Truman had been doing badly in the polls. He'd come into office after Franklin Roosevelt's death in April 1945. He'd never really lived up to Roosevelt's reputation. He was not well known. Republicans had taken control of the Congress in the midterm elections 1946. Factions of the Democratic Party were splitting off into the Progressive Party and the Dixiecrats. 2 months before the election, the pollster Elmo Roper announced he was going to stop surveying voters because Truman was so far behind. But Harry Truman set out on his whistle-stop tour, private railroad car with a sound system so he could pull into small towns and give speeches. And that fall of 1948, he traveled almost 22,000 miles and delivered more than 300 speeches, including the first speech ever delivered by an American president to a black audience in Harlem. On election day, he went to bed early after a ham sandwich and a glass of milk, woke up around midnight, turned on the radio. They reported that he was ahead in the popular vote by more than 1 million, but the announcer said that Truman was still undoubtedly beaten. It turned out, though, that he had won 303 electoral votes to Thomas Dewey's 189. Not a single news organization in the country had predicted the election correctly. And a couple days later, Truman posed with a copy of the Chicago Tribune with the headline, "Dewey Defeats Truman," and a big grin on his face. It's the birthday of the frontiersman Daniel Boone, born 1734 near Reading, Pennsylvania. Daniel Boone, who said, "I have never been lost, but I will admit to being confused for several weeks." And it was on this day, 1889, North Dakota and South Dakota became the 39th and 40th states of the Union. The population of each state, about the same now as it was almost a century ago. South Dakota, home to half of the wild buffalo left in America. North Dakota, still the least visited state in the nation. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle, after spending the morning baking bread. Our cat lies across the stove's front burners, right leg hanging over the oven door. He is looking into the pantry, where his bowl sits full on the counter. His smaller dish, the one for his splash of cream, sits empty. Say yes to wanting to be this cat. Say yes to wanting to lie across the leftover warmth, letting it rise into your soft belly, spreading into every twitch of whisker, twist of fur and cell, through the Mobius strip of your bloodstream. You won't know you will die. You won't know the mice do not exist for you. If a lap is empty and warm, you will land on it, feel an unsteady hand along your back, fingers scratching behind your ear. You will purr. A poem entitled "After Spending the Morning Baking Bread" by Jack Riddle, from Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, published by Wayne State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.